you. He says, hopefully. Oh, no. Back one. Yeah, okay. So, slow badgers. Who knew slow badgers were slow? I thought they were quite quick. When I watched them on Autumn Watch, they are quite quick and they're a bit fit. But apparently, we have to be careful because badgers are slow. Okay, next one. And this is just to prove that there is a sign for absolutely everything in the world. Beware of Christmas trees. They will fall on you. deadly. And our last one. I didn't really believe that this needed to be a sign, but apparently there is a crocodile kind of like zoo, crocodile and alligator zoo, where they have to remind their parents not to feed their children to the crocodiles. I knew we'd missed a trick. Thank you. The warnings are very important, aren't they? The question is, are we willing to take notice of them? As we've just heard from our reading this morning, before Jesus left earth, he warned us to be ready for the day of his return. So why do we need to be warned to be ready for Jesus' return? What's the big deal? The big deal is that when Jesus returns the second time, the world as we know it will now end. If I could have, as St. Paul says in his letters to the Romans, yes, you then, why do you judge your brothers or sisters? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will stand before God's judgment seat. We are all going to stand before God, and we are all going to be judged for the things that we have done whilst here on earth. We have already been warned that that is coming. When we stand before God's judgment seat, we will have to give him an account of how we have lived our lives and whether we have received Jesus' gift of salvation or not. For those who have loved and built a relationship with Jesus, it will be a time of great rejoicing as we see the Lord face to face and are welcomed into eternity and spending all time with him. Jesus even promises to reward faithful service. However, those people who have rejected Jesus in this life will experience great pain as they face spending an eternity without him. Jesus has warned us to be ready for the day when he returns so that we are not taken by surprise. Are we willing to take notice of Jesus' most important warnings to be ready before it's too late? If we have heard the truth that one day Jesus will be coming back to earth, and we have received Jesus' warning to be ready, the next thing I want to think about is how are we going to get ready? Now, the most important way to prepare for Jesus to coming back, I think, is to know Jesus, to already have a relationship with him, and to be known by him. When we meet Jesus at the end of time, do you want him to say, "Welcome! It's fantastic to see you. Welcome!" I'm also imagining a bit of a high five or maybe a bit of a fist bump, but that could just be my age and just how tragic I really am. Or are we expecting Jesus to go, "And you are? Hello. Nice to meet you." Jesus said in John 10, verse 14, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." We need to know who we are going to be spending eternity with. So get to know Jesus now, and the way we do that is the same way, that we get to know anyone else, by spending time with him. Make it a priority to spend a little bit of each day talking to him in prayer, or by reading your Bible. Allow him to speak to you so that your relationship grows. Then, one day, when he returns, you know you will have nothing to fear as Jesus comes for you and his kingdom. Paul writes in Romans 13, verses 11 to 14. I'm hoping. "And do this understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake from your slumber. Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. I'm all about people getting involved. I'm all about wanting to know what people really think. So, I have two boards that I'm going to very safely drag into place. He says, hopefully. See, I'm already mentioning hope as well. Okay. And do I have some willing... I haven't asked anybody this, but is there anybody who'd be willing to scribe for me? Sylph? Okay, brilliant. Ben, do you want to help? Sylph, Mum?
It's not me, Ben.
Okay. Anybody else? Oh, Sophie? Okay. Oh, yeah, come on then. Sophie, do you want to come as well? Excellent. Great. Right. So, what we have here are we have two boards. On this board, I want us to write, make suggestions, shout out, throw your hands in the air like you just don't care. Okay? Things that we can do to get to know Jesus. Things that show that we already know Jesus. On this board, with the lovely Sylvia and Ben, I want things that we maybe need to stop doing. It's things we need to start leaving behind. So to show that we are a new creation, that we have become. So, if you're willing to bear with me, roving mic time. So, Josh, you seem quite keen to share something. Is there anything that you want to maybe give up or maybe try and do a bit more often? Not video game. Okay, fine. Okay, so yeah, his thing to give up, not video game. Okay, I'm not giving up video games. You're on your own on that one. Anybody else? Peter?
No, I was just
yeah, we can spend some time in our Bible. We could do that there. Any other suggestions? There we go. It spun around. Maybe we could be a bit more faithful in how we treat one another. Maybe we could be a bit more patient. Yeah. Maybe... Sorry, I thought your hand was going up there. No, no, okay. Maybe we could be a little less judgmental. A little less judgmental. Maybe we could be a little less jealous. We could give up fighting or quarrelling. Yeah, oh, yes, Josh. No, you forgot. It's okay. If it comes back to you, we can add it to the end. Kate, thank you.
We could be kinder.
We could be kinder. Brilliant, fantastic. Okay, I mean, these are boards that we can always add to our own... We can always add these to our own boards. Oh, Josh has remembered. Excellent.
Care about our world a bit more.
Care about our world a bit more. That's a very good one, yeah. Okay. Are we willing... Oh, no. Yep. Today we have heard that Jesus will be coming back to earth one day. We have received Jesus' warnings to be ready. And we have heard that when we get ready by getting to know Jesus and by living his life, his way, and choose what we do is right while we can stop doing what is wrong, I want to encourage us today to choose to get ready before it's too late. Thank you very much, guys. You've been brilliant. You've absolutely been wonderful. Can I get a round of applause, please, for... Thank you. Fantastic. Okay, what I'm going to do now is hand over to the wonderful Sylvia.